Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, it'll be the first of two opportunities to remove the coal away from 2016 Big Ten champions tonight at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. Play should be filled for seniors night. Fran McCaffrey with four in the starting lineup and Noisy, yes, despite the fact Iowa's in a slump. Coach Tom remembers the home court Hoosier win 85-78. Jared Udoff and Peter Jock, they scored their points, and Jared Udoff had to, hustle to get his 24. We might see a different defensive strategy against, not only he, but both of them.
He's got such good footwork. He's athletic. He's longer than people think. You know, he leads the league in block shots. I think the key is that you can't give him a steady diet of anything. And we did not guard him as well, obviously, as we wanted to. We did not defend him the way that we had practiced as much, but that's a tribute probably to him. The key is that you can't get your hands in his body. I mean, you've got to get out wide, get your chest out, get your arms out, and be really active with your feet, because he's so good with his feet. For that level of player, for that size of player, to have that level of footwork to go with all the other things he has makes it really, really hard. And Jock's the same way. I mean, Jock's got tremendous footwork as well. They're hard to deal with. I mean, they are really hard to deal with.
Well, especially at home, especially in lieu of the Hawks' recent slump. ESPN at 9:05. Don't forget the big screen viewing tonight. Doors open at 8:30. Bring a canned food item if you can. Hoosiers, a newsy day. Up to 11th, Iowa drops to 15th. In the coaches' poll, new number one is, Kansas returns to the top. And Yogi, the Big Ten Player of the Week. Don't forget sectional basketball tonight. The best of luck to the Cougars at East Central. And also tonight, Dave Mahurin, Chalk Talk at 7 o'clock. John Callahan, Terry Stoltz from Brown County, Edgewood, Owen Valley at 7:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So here we sit with the fourth seed, a part of this rather historic season for Coach Terry Morn and the IU women, the double bye, and the script long from being written. What is etched in stone, that perfect mark at home, something the two of us reflected on as Indiana closed out Penn State back on Saturday.
Just talk about the accomplishment that they have unwoven here with this home court winning streak.
Well, I think that's probably what's most exciting about being at home and playing in front of our home fans. And one of the things about our fan base is that they're pretty educated. They kind of know when you need them, and they've been terrific in those really tight games, mm-hmm. where we've had to get that stop, and they've got on their feet, and they've really given us energy and enthusiasm. And our kids, it never fails after those games where our crowds have been terrific. That's the first thing that our kids will talk about, is just the energy that was in the building that night and how helpful that was, to get us, bring us home. So, been just a ton of fun to coach, but I think our fans have really enjoyed watching them improve and their progress, and they're just a great group of young people to be around.
Well, I tell you what, 14-0, that may not be touched again. Records are made to be broken, but what a feat. And Terry knows that Hoosier Nation travels well, and hey, this Big Ten shootout later in the week, just right up the road. Ticketmaster or go to iuhoosiers.com for all the details. Hoosiers of Coach Tom in Iowa, ESPN at 9:05. Don't forget the big screen in the Assembly Hall. Doors open at 8:30. Bring a canned food item if you can. And it's Edgewood, Owen Valley at Brown County, 7 o'clock. Dave Mahure and Chalk Talk, best of luck to the Cougars. They play at East Central tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.